Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it is that time of the week as we kiss the baby and we say goodbye to another NFL team with the goal of creating a perfect playoff field, eliminating a team week by week. The rule, of course, as Hugh was reminded last week when he was stuck with the Giants, if you do not eliminate a team before they're eliminated, you're stuck with them in your postseason. And Kyle said this earlier, this is getting hard now. Now we're at the point of the season where teams are getting eliminated by the week, and you got to start to make tough decisions. You got to kind of predict what happens the rest of the way. All right, before we get to Brandon, who's representing the callers today, Hugh, we have had quite a few teams that have already been eliminated. I think it's now up to five teams have been eliminated from postseason contention. So the Titans, the Raiders, the Giants, the Saints, and the Cardinals are officially out. We say goodbye to them for the rest of the season. If you have not eliminated them, well, they're in your postseason. Yeah. So let's go to Brandon in West Philly, who's up first today for the callers. Brandon, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How you feeling today?
Brandon, we're good.
What's going on?
We're trying to unpack all these things. Brandon, so you get to play for the callers today. Who are you taking out and eliminating for the rest of the season?
We're done with the Jets. They're done.
Well, that's a you know what? They have won a few in a row, which they haven't been eliminated yet.
Jets are already taken by the Cardinals.
Oh, the Jets are already taken by the Cardinals.
Okay. Yeah. You're
Okay.
So who else?
Do I get another option?
You got
it.
Yeah, you go. Nah, you pick someone else.
We're done with the Vikings. That's it.
I think the Cardinals picked the Vikings.
Yeah, they did. All right. Okay. So I'll keep you posted here with every team you've eliminated. You've already taken the Saints, Jags, Titans, Vikings, Seahawks, Jets, Commanders, Dolphins, Browns, Giants, Niners, Cowboys.
So you got to take someone that's not on that list.
Also, you're stuck with the Raiders and the Cardinals right
now. Ooh, tough scene. It's not Brandon's fault, really.
No, it's not.
Brandon,
you're going to have to eliminate a team that is probably pretty good that still has a chance of making it right now, is where you're at.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're standing right now, brother.
Then down goes Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's free.
All right, good one, Brandon. You know what? Now, they have a little life. Brandon, good phone call.
A smart play.
But a smart play. They are 4-8 and probably not going to make the playoffs. All right, so Brandon, after a little bit of a speed bump there, gets the Bengals.
I mean, this is a tough week to do it, especially if you're like coming in totally blind.
I totally get it. No, it's all good. Brandon, good job. We appreciate it. All right, that puts up Kyle as our second pick today.
Yeah. And
who are you?
Being as perfect as I am so far, this is where it gets difficult. Mm. I got to take a team that still has a good chance here.
Okay.
I'm not gonna walk with Hugh just yet, but I'm going to go with another AFC North team who looks like they're trending very downwards, and I'm eliminating the Steelers from the playoffs.
Well, when you got the Fire Tomlin chance, things are not going well.
Now,
they do play for first place on Sunday, so it's a little bit risky on your part.
They have two games against the Ravens.
I know. So Kyle takes out the Pittsburgh Steelers. That puts Hugh Douglas up for your pick today. Hugh, who are you saying goodbye to?
Oh, you know what, man? As I look at my teams that I've eliminated, I mean, this is probably the logical choice, but I'm torn, right? Because I got love for this place, right? I got a lot of love for this.
But you don't want to get stuck with a team that's going to get eliminated.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Do it, Hugh.
Just say it.
Atlanta.
Say it again.
Yeah,
louder.
Say it louder, please. Atlanta. Now clearer.
Atlanta.
Okay. Atlanta out.
Atlanta.
Yeah, that's a good choice. That team is done. Okay.
Damn.
Well, You guys all saved me today because I was very close to getting stuck with a team. As I went through my list, I realized that I have not yet said goodbye to the Washington Commanders, and they are very ripe to get eliminated very quickly. I think they actually could have gotten eliminated last week, but with the Eagles' loss, that kept them alive for one more week. But aren't they like 3-9 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dead. They're dead.
I was going to say Hugh and I should have colluded against you, but we've already taken them.
So. Yeah, we couldn't have did anything.
So you got, it was just there for me. All right, so I take out the Washington Commanders.
Collusion's about to start becoming a thing.
Oh, I know. We'll get Hugh next week.
Oh, no, you got me last week when you came in.
No,
and
you got yourself.
He's like, you forgot to take out whoever got to take out. You forgot to take out the Giants.
And Joe was giddy about it.
Yeah, he was super giddy.
So let's unpack where we're at, because the first big one that was eliminated by someone on this show was Hugh eliminating the Chiefs after week four. Hugh, how you feeling after they dropped to 6-6 on Thanksgiving?
I feel vindicated, Joe.
Well, I wouldn't say it's over yet, but you are in a better spot than I think we thought you would be.
Joe, I feel good. I stand with my pick.
Yeah?
Joe, Bob, I stand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One of my pictures.
Well, obviously, you didn't hear your former coach yesterday. Can we hear Andy Reid, what he said about his team trying to get on a roll here?
38 hot.
What's your level of confidence that things can start going your way and that you can win these next five games in a row?
Yeah, well, I believe that. I mean, I believe you come, if you're coming to me on this, Matt, I'm telling you, we're going to go after you every game. And, you know, that's how we roll. We're going to try to tickle your tonsils on every play, every game. And but that's the attitude that we're coming in with. And then that you let the chips fall where they may.
Tickle your tonsils is crazy.
Have you ever heard that? Is that an old one he used to use? Have you heard that one before?
I mean, I have.
Okay, from Andy?
But not in that context.
Now, when you practiced against Andy's offenses, did they tickle your tonsils?
Ain't nobody tickling my tonsils, Kyle. What? That's not how I
did
get
Did Andy
down.
Ever stand in front of the whole group and say, we're going to tickle your
curious?
Tonsils? It's okay to be curious. No one, this is a judgment-free
Ain't nobody
zone.
Tickling my tonsils with nothing. Ain't nobody, no. No.
Again, this is a judgment-free zone.
Safe space, you. It's natural to be curious.
I need a text code. Like, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing?
He's tickling tonsils. I mean, you heard him.
Guilty!
What are you tickling? What do you mean tickling tonsils?
Well, I mean you can take it for any way you want.
I guess he's trying
to win football games.
He is, and sometimes coach gets confused. He gets confused.
You think that's what's going on? That's why they're 6-6. Is he confused?
Well, no, he confused when you talking about tickling. I think he mixed his metaphors.
All right,
just try to tickle some stuff.
Let me throw this at you guys. I think they have to win out to make the playoffs. They don't have many tiebreakers. They don't have almost any tiebreaker in the AFC. They lost to Buffalo. They lost to the Jaguars. Here are the remaining five games. I think they have to win out. Home against the Texans. I think they're going to win. Home against the Chargers. I think they're going to win.
No, those division games. You never know about
that. Okay, but I think they're going to win.
Okay.
At the Titans, they'll definitely win. Home against the Broncos.
The Broncos on a 9-11 game winning streak or something? You know what? No disrespect. Who you said it last before the Broncos?
They play at Tennessee.
You know, no disrespect.
But they're due.
But man, you feel it. You feel me on that? Like, it just feels like that might be the because that's this year.
Yeah.
And it feels like Tennessee might be like, we're like, damn, seriously?
They end with the Raiders, by the way.
I don't think there's one team that I'm looking at. Like, there's a lot of good records in the NFL, but nobody, I think, is like that deserving of it.
No one looks super, super dominant. Yeah.
I mean, the Rams, up until, like, they just dropped the game to the freaking Panthers.
Yeah, and they got Bryce Young torched them.
I stand
them,
with
yeah.
the Carolina Panthers.
Stop it. That's your Panthers.
I stand with
I mean, the Bears are the one seed.
I don't
And
stand
I know
with
the Bears just came in here and kicked our ass. But that, to me, feels more of a product of us not being able to get out of our own
way. I agree.
Than the Bears being like a wagon.
I agree. All right, weekly check-in. Will the Chiefs make the playoffs?
They put hands all over us.
No, they kicked our ass.
Yeah, we put hands on ourselves every week.
That's
Will the Chiefs make the playoffs? I still say yes. Kyle, Chiefs make the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so.
No!
Well, you've been on this for 2 months, so we're going to go with that. All right, let's go back to the phone lines and... Well, let's see. Terrence in Springfield is up on WIP. Terrence!
Dujo Kai, what's up?
Terrence!
Like, Terrence, get
you did not want to go to Terrence.
I love Terrence. I wanted to talk to him.
Now, what's the problem, guys?
No,
what
stop.
I
you
loved...
took a deep sigh and said,
No, I'm looking at everyone mad. It's not about Terrence. I'm still recovering from Jay's nonsense. Go ahead, Terrence.
All right, well, you might get a little mad now. Mm-hmm. I love you, Joe. I love you, Kyle. I mean, y'all my guys. But I'm a heel on this one, man. If you think Tanner McKee can come in here and turn an 8-4 slumping team around that's going downward, you guys are a little crazy on the crazy side. Mm-hmm. We saw Tanner McKee against a bad Giants team. We saw Tanner McKee in the preseason. It's totally different, man. Right now, you're in the thick of a playoff run. And the Eagles are knee-deep in this thing, man. We're knee-deep in it. And McKee wouldn't stand a chance, man, playing against the Chargers, that defense, or playing against Buffalo. Like, hell, even the Washington Redskins, they're playing good defense right now. We've seen enough to be confident in him, yes. He might win a couple games, and that's it. The Eagles are going down right now, and I think Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, these guys are going to go down with the ship. You heard Sirianni say he don't have any answers. You heard him say it. And he's a pop-up man, pretty much. He's a pop-up man. And eventually, when you don't have X's and O's and you don't know how to scheme, you're cooked. Nick don't have the answers unless it's a veteran coordinator like Kellen Moore or Shane Steichen. And to me, guys, Saquon and Jalen Hurts, together, they're slumping right now. So when Tanner McKee comes in, I think it will get worse, guys. He's a great kid, but right now will be so much pressure on this kid, bringing in this guy, throwing him into the wolves at this time. It's bad right now. We suck right now as a collective. And I think it boils down to Petullo and that lazy hire that Nick Sirianni did, and it's backfiring on him.
Well, all right,
but how much worse could it get? In the last four games, they've scored 10, 16, 21, and 15.
Also, I'm not even like – I don't know if any of us are sitting here saying the offense is – definitely going to look so much better with Tanner McKee, or like the season's going to change and he's going to save the season, or McKee's a savior or anything. Like, aren't you just curious to tinker with some of the variables, the constants? You said Nick Sirianni doesn't know how to scheme. Okay. Like, what? So wouldn't it be interesting to see a new play caller? Wouldn't it be interesting to see if maybe it's not the play caller and it's the quarterback? Like, these are things that we have to do when we're desperate.
To throw that thing, he needs to sling the ball and stop being a little punk ball, ass, man. And let the ball go. This is on Jalen Hurts and these guys not going to their full potential. It's not Tanner McKee. It's these players and Petullo all together. He never stood a chance in the offseason. Jalen Hurts didn't have confidence in the coordinator. When they asked him in the interview in the offseason, he said, oh, he never called plays before. That's telling you right there he wasn't all in on this guy.
Well, maybe. Terrence, you might be right. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us? For someone who replaced someone else or something that replaced something else?
I got a classic one. This is two TV icons. I used to watch this show every day when I came home. 2 and a Half Men when Ashton Kutcher replaced Charlie Sheen. At first, I didn't know it. But then I'm like, this is Ashton Kutcher.
Wait, how did... Yeah, hold on.
He didn't know. I mean, give the guy a break. He didn't know. Terrence, we appreciate it. You know what reminds me?
Melting down.
Was it Fresh Prince? Didn't Ann Viv get replaced?
Yeah, she got.
Just a whole new actress in there.
She's on the new Fresh Prince now, though, Ann Viv.
Which Ann Viv?
No, like the dark skin Ann Viv.
That was the first Ann Viv.
Yeah, that's the first skin.
Who? Which Aunt Viv?
My bad. I didn't mean to say it like that, but that's how she's remembered.
Just please know Hugh said that. Hugh said that.
Sorry, Joe. I put you in a bad spot.
It's really been all day with you.
I put him in a bad spot. And Joe's like, what the hell? He's like, what you mean?
What are you doing to this
all
guy?
Right, all right. Well,
no, because okay, full disclosure for the people that don't understand what happened. Like, there were two Aunt Viv, the light-skinned Aunt Viv and dark-skinned Aunt Viv. And the way that I remembered it, and most people do that watch Fresh Prince, it was dark-skinned Aunt Viv.
Okay.
May
I ask the question a different way? Because I had a question, then you ruined it. Did you like the first Aunt Viv better?
I like the dark-skinned Aunt Viv.
Okay, or the second Aunt Viv?
I like the dark-skinned Aunt Viv.
Okay.
I did it again, huh?
You did. I asked first or second.
Because I don't know her name.
Yeah, how about you, Joe?
First or second?
Which one you like, Joe? I stayed with Joe Gillio on this one.
I also was a bigger fan of the first Aunt Viv.
Okay, just the first one.
Yeah, being fully transparent on this. I thought Aunt Viv 1 was the best Aunt Viv.
Hey, we're all inclusive on this show, man.
Yeah, yep,
we don't
right.
run away from anything.
No, I'm just glad
politics.
You were the one that used the adjective.
We don't talk politics.
Yeah,
I just went with the numbers. I just went with the numbers.
Run away from politics.
Yeah, that's the one, because we can't dance away around that one.
Yeah, we can't.
All right. Aaron in San Diego feels like the right call to bring up next. Aaron, yeah. What's up?
Buenos tardes, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how we doing?
Did you see Kyle's face?
Real quick, before we get into the topic, I just wanted to shout out to Will in the Northeast. I stand with you, man. Even though your calls hit differently without the Rocky music, I stand with you, my friend.
We're standing with everyone.
Yeah, we stand with everyone. Petullo, Will in the Northeast. What's up, Aaron? What are you feeling?
So yesterday, I made a huge mistake.
What'd you do?
call it an emotional mishap. Call it mental fatigue.
Oh, when you were talking about Tanner time, when you said that.
I went to the chosen one, to Sky Marshall, to the field general. I just wanted to apologize. I appreciate you and everything that you've done for Philadelphia over the last 4 years. And, you know, I think what we have to do, I think we have to go back and look at these games. And Russ Tucker took some fire away from me, because, you know, if you look at that Cowboys game, you know, we want to all talk about the scheme and the quarterback, but what killed us was the penalties. If we don't have those 14 penalties and we don't have those two big turnovers, we win that game walking away. And then even the Bears game, everybody wants to beat Jalen Hurts up for missing Dallas Goedert going up the middle, who's wide open.
Yeah.
If he hits Devontae Smith, you know, in stride, Devontae Smith scores a touchdown on that play.
Yes, I agree. It's a touchdown. Should be a touchdown.
So here's what we need to do. And it's funny, because Nick Sirianni, you know, when he's winning, you know, and he throws out these analogies and these metaphors, you're like, wow, man, this guy's a genius. And then when they're losing and he throws this stuff out there, you know why the guy has his eyes are brown, because he's full of you-know-what. This team just needs to focus, man. We need to focus. There is definitely a miscommunication somewhere in that locker room. Maybe we have to have a come to Jesus meeting. Maybe we need to go out for ice cream. Maybe we need to do something where we can get this team to come together, play as one. Because listen, you know this, and hey, to the YouTube people out there, I heard you. I'm going to try my darndest to get to the game on Monday night. I'm going to give it my all with the EAGLES Eagles. We're going to give the Chargers hell. But I have confidence in the Sky Marshal, in Quadzilla, in the monsters of Broad Street, in the Young Gun Gangrene defense, Nick Sirianni, Kevin Petullo. I believe that they can win. I believe that they will win. Let's go, Birds!
Aaron, appreciate the phone call. I mean, the Sky Marshall stuff, we might have to put that on the shelf for a few weeks. Sky Marshall. I think the best way we could do this, I think Hugh and I thought about this during Aaron's whole call. I think we just go with original Aunt Viv and then knockoff Aunt Viv.
Okay, that's fine. I'll go with you on this. I stand with you on
just
this.
Let me take the lead on the Aunt Viv conversation.
Maybe we just stop at the Aunt Viv.
Gary in Doylestown. What's up, Gary?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Gary, what's up?
Definitely the original Aunt Viv.
Yeah, without question.
I made everybody original.
You did.
Hey, listen, so I think everyone's lying if they can't say that they at least crossed their mind about Tanner McKee, because it definitely crossed mine. Right now, we are headed towards a dumpster fire with this team and the way they're losing. It's not that they're losing, it's how they're losing. This is part of the problem. That's what kind of worries me the most.
Well, and the fact, Gary, that we're for the second time in 3 years in one of these situations. Now, 2 years ago, it was really the defense's fault. That's why that team collapsed. And the answer was, all right, we'll just go get Vic Fangio. The hard part this time, Gary, is we're just going to go hope we're going to find a new coordinator and hope that we patch this thing together. Like, it's concerning that the offense, which is where all the money is, as Hugh always reminds us, on the team, they're not playing well. They're not doing anything.
I was going to say, we have the highest pay for the offense, yet we're one of the lowest in production of the offense.
Yeah,
I don't think an offense coordinator is going to fix all that.
Yeah, I don't either, which means they're going to have to make hard decisions this offseason. It feels like that's what's coming.
Yeah, I'm not saying we need to put Tanner McKee in, but it definitely crossed my mind.
Yeah, you know what? I think everyone in the stadium on Friday probably crossed their mind at some point, whether it be the first quarter or the third or the fourth. All right, Gary, what do you got for us? Someone or something that replaced something else?
All right. The replacements the movie, Shane Falco and Eddie Martell.
You know what? That movie, I remember going into it, I was like, I don't know about this. And then I loved it at the end. Gary, that's a good phone call.
Big
yes.
Red took us to the movies to see that when we were in Lehigh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we went to the movies to see that.
Did you guys take up the whole theater?
Yes. Bought the whole theater out. Yeah, it was fun time.
He gave us literally The Replacements, the movie itself. Good one, good phone call. All right, 215-592-9494. We got the winner for today's Combo Con, along with your calls. You could hop in to try to get in and get the prize here. Plus, you people and John Heyman with the latest on the Phillies' plans. We are now, 5 days away from the start of the winter meetings? And a new team that's entered the mix for Kyle Schwarber. Feels like they're lining up now as Schwarber is set to cash in pretty soon here. 215-592-9494. We'll do a little hot stove check-in. Your calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points to rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.